Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Laura.
And today, once again, we're talking all about the very ambitious and very talented Taiwanese writer Giddens Koh. And we learned a lot about his life yesterday, and one of the things that really stuck with me was just how much he wrote.
Right. I mean,
a lot of people will say, I'm a writer, and you ask them how much they write, and it's more of a hobby. It's something they
do
if there's nothing good on television or if nothing
else
is going on. They'll write a few hundred words. He wrote 5,000 words per day, every day, for 14 months. He released one novel every month for those 14 months. That's more than most writers get done in an entire lifetime. So if you ever want to talk about ambition or being ambitious, this guy's picture should be next to the word ambitious
right. In
the dictionary. I'm serious. This guy is very, very inspiring. Well, we're going to learn some more inspiring facts all about Giddens Koh today. So stick with us. We're going to read through the article and then Laura and I will be back. Reading. The King of Stories.
Giddens Koh's motto is, life is an endless fight, and he's always seeking new challenges. He wasn't satisfied with being a successful novelist, so he set a new goal: get his novels to appear on the big screen. When the movie You Are the Apple of My Eye came out in 2011, it turned Giddens from a celebrated author into a successful director. He directed the film and adapted one of his most personal and well-received stories, which showed his own romantic experiences as a teenager. The plot touched the hearts of many people and reminded them of their immature youth. It made 100 million NT dollars in its first 4 days at the Taiwanese box office. Keen to repeat his success, Giddens is now producing an action movie, Kung Fu. Giddens always believed that he was good enough to be successful as a writer, even when publishers rejected his novels. His life story proves that no matter how crazy your dream seems, persistence is the key to achieving it.
Today's article begins by saying Giddens Koh's motto is life is an endless fight. Now, why does this not surprise me? Just how ambitious this guy is. And he is always seeking new challenges. Your motto is a saying, like a phrase that you will repeat over and over again throughout your life. It's a phrase that will be very, very important to you. Sometimes people will take a motto from someone else, someone very famous that they look up to, and they will quote that person. Well, in this case, Giddens Koh has said life is an endless fight, and he's always seeking new challenges, new things that are not very easy to do.
Wow. Okay, I remember my high school's model is, it's actually Latin, fortitude et suaviter, which means strength and gentleness.
Strength and gentleness.
Okay,
so two kind of different things. That's a pretty cool motto.
Okay, anyway, back to the article. 所以我们提到的刚刚的 motto 这个字一直在讲的哦，大家猜到是什么意思吗？就是座右铭的意思啦。所以呢，哇，柯景腾呢，其实据我所知他好像是处女座的，所以他的座右铭听起来蛮处女座的啊。是什么呢？就是人生就是不停的战斗。Life is an endless fight. Endless 就是不停的这样子的意思哦。而且呢，他不断在怎么样 ?Seeking new challenges, 就是追寻新的挑战哦。这听起来还蛮像就是柯景腾，诶，他就是之前他非常的努力啊，而且呢不气不馁这样子的感觉。说之前他可能吃了闭门羹，可是呢他不断在挑战自我，不停的战斗，非常好，同学们也跟他学习。
He wasn't satisfied with being a successful novelist, so he set a new goal. So he says, well, I'm the king of stories, but that's not quite good enough. He needed a new goal.
Oh, wow.
A goal is something that you want to do or that you want to achieve. And his goal was to get his novels to appear on the big screen. The big screen means the movie screen in movie theaters. In other words, he wanted his books to be made into movies.
Okay, 昨天我们其实有看到 satisfy 这个字哦，就是满足。不过这里呢，今天的课我们又提到了，这个柯景腾他不仅满足于当一位成功的小说家，昨天也看到了 novelist 是小说家，所以呢，他怎么样了？他设下了一个新的目标啦。目标的英文就是 goal, G-O-A-L。他的目标是什么呢？就是让他的小说可以怎么样上大荧幕啦 ，big screen。OK， 当我们说设一个目标，我们可以用 set a goal， 用 set 这个动词。那如果我们说，哎，我们彼此都有共同的一个目标，我们可以说 we all share a common goal。另外，如果你要达到一个目标呢，你可以用蛮多的动词哦，像是你可以用 achieve a goal， 或者是 reach a goal， 甚至于 accomplish， A-C-C-O-M-P-L-I-S-H， 都有着完成、达到一个目标这样的意思哦。
When the movie You Are the Apple of My Eye came out in 2011, it turned Giddens from a celebrated author into a successful director.We'll often talk about movies or books or things of that nature coming out. It just means that's when they are released or made available to the public. So the movie came out in 2011. That just means in 2011, that's when people could go to theaters and see this movie, You Are the Apple of My Eye. And it made Giddens from a celebrated author.This just means if somebody is celebrated, people celebrate their works. They're very happy about it. They think his books, of course, are very, very good. They're worth reading. So he is a celebrated author, and he became a successful director. But let's go back to this phrase, came out, which means to release something to the public. This is our shortcut for you. So let's learn a little bit more about the phrase, come out.Shortcut for you.
I just saw a great new film. It's called Titanic.
Are you kidding? That film came out like 15 years ago.
What are you talking about? The boat didn't come to us.
If something comes out, it is released to the public.
Oh, so come out means...发行出版
Exactly. So, Titanic is certainly not a new film, because it came out a long time ago.
Yeah, but this version is different because it's in 3D.
Wow, I didn't know that a new version of Titanic came out. Now I want to go and watch it.
OK, 相信大家呢哇我提到那些年我们一起追的女孩都觉得说她很红哦。其实之前我就有看过柯景腾她其实也写了蛮多不错的偶像剧像是转角遇到爱也是她写的哦。那但是呢最夯的就是电影那些年我们一起追的女孩在2011年上映的时候哇马上就让柯景腾就是九把刀由知名的作家转型为成功的导演。那我们刚刚有提到 something came out, 就是通常是可能书啦电影啦或杂志出版啦或是上映这样子的意思哦。而 celebrated, 在这里有着著名的驰名这样子的意思它是个形容词 ,OK,C-E-L-E-B-R-A-T-E-D, 是这样子的拼法哦。
Now he directed the film and adapted one of his most personal and well-received stories, which showed his own romantic experiences as a teenager. So he took those experiences he had when he was in his teen years, and he made them into a book first, then he adapted it into a movie. To adapt means to change something from one form into another. We often talk about books being adapted into movies. It just means you take a story that is on the written page, it's a novel, and then you make it into a movie. So, of course, if you have a 300-page book,You can't use everything from the book in the movie, or the movie would be about a week long, and nobody's going to sit in the theater for a week even if the story is really, really good or really cool. So you adapt it, you change it, you take some stuff out, you decide what's important, and you make it into a movie that's maybe, you know, 90 minutes, 2 hours long, somewhere around there.
就我觉得真的九把刀不简单哦，因为这部片是他执导的 ,he directed the film, 而且呢其实我们刚才看到 adapt 这个字有着改编啦或者是改写他，而且呢他还改编他最比较就是他自己个人的经验啦，而且深受好评的故事之一哦，所以这是真的很棒的。那其中我们还提到一个片语 well received, 其实就是指 popular, 很受欢迎的意思，所以之前他在网络上已经写了超多的非常深受好评的故事，那这个呢就是其中之一，所以他就决定说，哎，要来拍一部电影。
The plot touched the hearts of many people and reminded them of their immature youth. The plot of a book just refers to the things that happen within the story, the different events that take place and what happens to the people. Now, the plot touched the hearts of many people. It was a very touching story, and it reminded them of their immature youth.If you describe someone as being immature, it just means they act like a little kid. And of course, when we are little kids, we are immature.
Because
we are young. We have not grown up yet. But of course, if you are, say, you know, 25 years old, 40 years old, and you still act like you are 10, well, then somebody might say, oh, he's so immature, and that's not a good thing. And when you're older, you should be mature. But, you know, you should act your age, people often say, but...I think it's okay to be a little bit immature once in a while, as long as you're not being immature all the time.
Right, totally agree. Okay, 所以呢，这个故事呢，那些年这个故事，当我们常常会用一个剧本或是电影的故事，我们都会用 plot 这个字来表示呢。它是呈现呢，这个他青少年时期的爱情经验啦。所以因为它剧情非常的感动，它感动了许多的人的心。所以呢就让我们这些人想起我们曾经就是很不成熟这个惨绿少年的时光了，可以这么说啦。好，我们来看一下 immature 这个字哦，常常我们会说啊这个人好幼稚啊不够成熟，就会用 immature。当然相反词呢就是什么呢，就是 mature,M-A-T-U-R-E, 就是成熟的这样子的意思啦。
It made 100 million NT dollars in its first 4 days at the Taiwanese box office. So it was a hugely successful film. That is a lot of money. And it made the money at the box office. The box office just refers to where people pay for their movie tickets. And when we're talking about the success of movies, well, we say, how much did the movie earn? How much did it make at the box office? And then we give the number. In this case, it's 100 million NT dollars just in the first 4 days. So a very successful film.
OK, 当然有些这个作品呢它虽然故事很好可它票房不见得卖得很好，但是我们的柯景腾九把刀可是不同。电影上映的前四天在台湾呢就创造了台币一亿元的票房，诶超夸张的。那这里我们先来看一下票房的英文就是 box office, OK? 那其实原本它的意思是有指这个用来指这个电影的售票处。那但是呢如果我们要说诶某个电影它票房很高，我们可以用something something did very well at the box office. 像是呢前阵子啊有这个 Fast and Furious 6, 玩命关头哇我这个中文讲不好，玩命关头 did very well at the box office. Did you know that, Joe?
That made a lot of money too.
Right.
We call those movies that do well at the box office, we call them blockbusters
a
lot of the time.
Okay. 常常我们这个票房很高的我们可以用这个字，不是百视达那个出租影片，但是呢一样的字啊 blockbusters.Busters, B-O-O-C-K-B-U-S-T-E-R. Okay, or you can talk about it's a box office hit or box office success.
That's right, or a box office smash, something like that. So this was definitely a box office hit. Now, keen to repeat his success, Giddens is now producing an action movie. So he's done romance, he's moving on to action.And he wants to repeat his success with this movie called Kung Fu. And to repeat something just means you want to do something again. He was successful once. He wants to repeat that success. Of course, he wants to do that again. And, well, knowing how ambitious he is, he's probably saying, well, I made $100 million in the first 4 days with that movie. With this one, I want to make $200 million in the first day and a half or something like that. Some crazy high goal.
OK, 所以我们这里看到 keen to repeat his success, 其中的 keen to 就是非常极度想的很渴望的这样的意思哦。他很想要怎么样 ,repeat his success, 就是在重复 ,OK, 或是复制他的成功经验。哇，非常的的确非常 ambitious, 很有野心哦。所以现在九把刀呢现在在指导一部哇非常截然不同的就是动作片哦 ,action movie, 那就叫做 kung fu, 也就是功夫。
Giddens always believed that he was good enough to be successful as a writer. This is something that is very important. If you want to do big things, you have to believe in yourself. And he believed in himself, even when publishers rejected his novels. Even if they, if you remember the phrase, gave him the cold shoulder.
Right.
And it was publishers giving him the cold shoulder. Publishers are companies that put out books, magazines, mm-hmm. things that are printed for the public to read. They said he wasn't good enough. He said, I know I'm good enough. And he was right.
OK, 所以其实柯景腾呢他总是相信他的才能呢足以使他成为成功的小说家。He was good enough to be somebody, OK, or to be successful, OK, 所以就是足以怎么样够好而怎么样而做什么事情。刚刚提到的 publisher 就是出版者或是出版发行的公司或者呢就是课文的我们翻译为出版商长的意思哦。
His life story proves that no matter how crazy your dream seems, persistence is the key to achieving it. So he has proved this. His life story proves even if you have a crazy dream, you just have to keep trying. To prove something just means that you show that something is definitely true. And he has shown that what you need is persistence. If you have persistence, it means you never give up. You keep trying and trying and trying.Even if people say, well, you can't do that, your dream's too crazy, your goal is too high, you just keep going. And he definitely did that, and he has succeeded on many different levels.
OK, 所以他的故事呢证明了不管你的梦想看起来可能有时候会觉得好疯狂好 crazy, 但是呢怎么样有一个东西很重要哦 persistence, 就是坚持是达成梦想的关键哦这个时候非常的重要就是你要坚持你的梦想千万不要放弃。其中呢我们来学一下 prove 这个字哦就是表示证明这样的意思哦。For example, you can say he climbed the mountain just to prove that he could or just to show that he could do that. And persistence, 刚刚有提到就是持续啦非常坚持这样的意思哦。这是一个名词哦。如果你要说某人他非常的毅力非常的坚持非常的很有持续力你可以说 he's very persistent. 这样子的拼法为 P-R-S-I-S-T-E-N-T. Okay. Somebody who reminds me of persistence or somebody who's very persistent would be Steve Jobs. He's one of those very successful, hardworking,people.
That's right. All successful people, I think they have persistence as a common trait or a common characteristic of their personality. All right, that brings us to the end of today's article, and now it is time for You Chat. For You Chat.
Okay, our For You Chat question, Joe. Do you prefer reading books or watching movies adapted from books? Why?
Well, I guess if I had to pick one, although I do love both, I love reading and watching movies, I guess I would have to pick reading books. Reading, I guess, was my first love before I discovered movies. When I was a kid, when I was very, very young, like even 2 or 3 years old, my parents would read to me a lot. They would read me stories to the point where even before I could read, I could flip through books and I could actually... remember all the words from the stories and I would sit there and not exactly read it, but I would say all the words from memory because my parents read, I made my parents read the stories so often. I'd say, oh, read this one again, read this one again.
Wow.
And they would do that for me. So that, that gave a great love of reading to me. So although I do love watching movies, I guess I would say reading books.
But I know,
What about you, Laura? Reading or watching movies?
Well, that really, when I was watching, when I was reading The Great Gatsby, I thought I would prefer the book version. But then lately I watched the Leonardo DiCaprio one, The Great Gatsby movie. Wow. I don't know which one is better. I have to say the book and the movie, they are both good. You should go and watch it.
Well, the book, of course, is a classic, and I've heard the movie is actually really, really good, too.
It is.
It's always difficult when you have such a classic work of literature to make the movie as good or to live up to the book, but I guess it is possible. So you guys can discuss this amongst yourselves as well. Do you like the books or the movies that are made from the books? Well, we are right out of time for English for You for today, but please do join us again next time. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Goodbye.
Bye.
The King of Stories.
Gideon's Co's motto is, life is an endless fight, and he's always seeking new challenges. He wasn't satisfied with being a successful novelist, so he set a new goal. Get his novels to appear on the big screen. When the movie You Are the Apple of My Eye came out in 2011, it turned Giddens from a celebrated author into a successful director. He directed the film and adapted one of his most personal and well-received stories, which showed his own romantic experiences as a teenager. The plot touched the hearts of many people and reminded them of their immature youth. It made NT$100 million in its first 4 days at the Taiwanese box office. Keen to repeat his success, Giddens is now producing an action movie, Kung Fu. Giddens always believed that he was good enough to be successful as a writer, even when publishers rejected his novels. His life story proves that no matter how crazy your dream seems, persistence is the key to achieving it.
Vocabulary Review. Goal. Every actor's goal is to become famous by acting in popular movies. Celebrated. You can see the world's most celebrated works of art in this museum. Adapt. The writer adapted his best novel into a movie. Box office. Pacific Rim was a hit at the box office on its opening weekend. Repeat. Eric repeated the sentence many times so he wouldn't forget it. Prove. Amy's progress in learning English proves she has studied a lot.